Charlotte Zetlow remembers when she and her husband Paul moved to Bloomington in 1964. She had been active in political organization in Ann Arbor and wanted to be involved in her new city. Someone came to her door to register her to vote.
And I said, is there a Democratic Party in town? She said, well, not much.
Things have changed. Bloomington Democrats have controlled the mayor's office for 52 years. It's been 16 years since a Republican was elected to the city council. But Republicans controlled Bloomington in 1968. That year, civil rights and the Vietnam War were issues that burned hot. The presidential primary incited Democratic emotions and propelled a bunch of individuals such as Zetlow to target upcoming local elections. Zetlow wasn't fond of Bloomington then, seeing it as a town with dismissive top-down leadership and little civic enthusiasm. She decided to run for city council after seeing council members in action at a meeting with a controversial project on the agenda.
And they marched in and sat down, and they started having the ordinances read by title only, so nobody knew what was really going on. The people were ignored. They were angry and fuming. And I thought, you know, I could do better than this.
Zetlow thought there was a better way to conduct government business. She soon found out others felt the same way.
My main concern is people should be allowed to speak. That was my main concern. And then it turned out there were 8 or 9 people in the community who lived in different places in town and who had come here from other places. All of us came from someplace else, and we brought with us the positive things that we remembered about where we came from.
This collection of people didn't know each other when they began thinking about running for office. They all believed in participatory democracy.
We all really wanted people to be able to speak out. So that became our mutual goal and brought us together. It seems so simple now.
Mayoral candidate Frank McCloskey aligned with the group. The relative political newcomer beat former Mayor Tom Lemon in the primary to match up with incumbent Republican Jack Hooker in the general election. Zetlow would face popular IU faculty member Harry Day, one of the developers of Crest toothpaste. She went door to door and kept hearing he was a nice man who would be hard to beat. This was her response.
I know he's a nice man. He'll be hard to beat. But did you know that he voted yes on all the spot zoning? That there were 200 spot zonings in the last 7 years. And he voted yes on every single one. I didn't have to say anything else. That was clear. That was not personal. That was just a fact.
But this is not just a simple story about newcomers throwing out the old guard. This was the first municipal election after 18-year-olds were given the right to vote. National media, including the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the New York Times, paid attention. What would the youth vote mean? After the election, a New York Times story suggested the student vote swept McCloskey and 8 Democratic council candidates into office.
What many people were convinced of, the students would vote, and then they would take over the town. And then what would happen to us, poor things?
The numbers tell a different story. Only 217 more voters registered in student-heavy precincts in 1971 compared to 1967, far fewer than the thousands predicted. Zetlow says students don't explain the Democratic dominance.
They didn't vote. I mean, the reason was they didn't feel as if they knew enough. It was the citizens of the city itself who elected us.
Now, with 6 decades of community involvement behind her, Zetlow says those elected in 1971 can be proud of many accomplishments. For example, in economic development, environmental protection, public transportation, social services, public safety, and public health. She says elected officials had a lot of help.
We engaged people in the community to come and help us solve our issues.
She says that's a message of her book, along with the idea you can work with people you disagree with and get things done to solve problems. For WFIU News, I'm Bob Salzberg.